Roa Sulakani leaned out the carriage window.
Stop here, Julian.
The carriage slowed to a stop, the interior jostling her as the driver climbed down. The door opened, and pale moonlight revealed a muscular man dressed in a doublet stretched tightly enough across his chest to cause gaps between the buttons. The man's coat was similarly struggling to contain his muscles. The result made him appear overinflated, as if his body had swollen after getting dressed. Sweat glistened on his shaved head, and his curled mustache twisted as he gave her a weak smile.
We have arrived, Your Grace,
Julian said, loud enough to hear from a distance.
Thank you,
Roa replied, taking his hand as he helped her out. In the other hand, she lifted her layered skirts to keep them from catching. She stepped down onto the cobblestone street, her heels tapping noisily while she concentrated on not stumbling.
I hate wearing heels.
Julian closed the door and extended an elbow. With her hand on his forearm, he escorted her toward the party. Despite her heels, Roa knew she appeared tiny next to the big man. Just ahead, another carriage pulled into the flickering amber light before the impressive mansion. Guards in shining armor waited before the front steps, pikes in hand, armor reflecting orange flames. Roa glanced back as Julian walked her toward the guards. Beyond the halo of light cast by the lanterns, her carriage appeared a dull gray.
Thank the gods, she thought.
Arriving in a bright blue carriage would have attracted attention, something she did not need. The couple who had exited the other carriage finished speaking to the guards and began climbing the stairs. With her hand still on Julian's arm, Roa stopped at the end of the path. Julian took a deep breath, projecting his voice as he introduced her arrival.
I present Her Grace, Wizardess Misa Renthal of Shear.
One guard frowned at his companion.
Shear, why is this little girl so far from home?
Little girl?
Roa bristled.
I'll have you know I turned 16 last lunartide.
She raised her hand and flexed her fingers as if about to cast a spell. The other guard interjected.
Excuse him, Your Grace. He meant no disrespect.
Yes,
the first guard said.
I apologize. I assume you have papers?
Julian?
The big man nodded and drew a folded paper from his coat, opening it. From the paper, golden light appeared, the inscribed words gleaming. A guard leaned forward, skimmed it over, and nodded.
Please, Your Grace.
He extended his hand toward the stairs.
Enjoy the party.
Rowan nodded before turning toward Julian.
Take the carriage and return for me 2 hours after devotion.
Julian bowed as Roa turned toward the stairs, lifted her skirts, and began her ascent. The building before her stood 4 stories tall and extended down the street. Bright, flickering light danced along the building's exterior, reflecting off windows and lighting the sculpted shrubs outside. Even in the great city of Markeith, Forca Manor was a thing of beauty. While it lacked the sheer immensity of Markeith Palace, the home of Wizard Palkan Forca could not be ignored. The light coming from the building was an inviting contrast to the ominous tower standing behind it, an imposing silhouette partially eclipsing the moon. Roa reached the top of the stairs and passed between thick, fluted columns. 2 porters waited beside massive double doors, the panels inlaid with gold and silver. 1 porter bowed while the other opened the door. She thanked the 2 men and entered, pausing inside the entrance to gape in wonder. The receiving hall had a marble floor, the tiles a dark green with gold and black striations. A circular fountain occupied the heart of the room, centered between 2 curved staircases rising to an open 2nd-story loft. People filled the loft, drinks in their hands, chatting and laughing. Roa gathered her focus and moved forward, pausing when she noticed an ornate mirror at the side of the room. An unfamiliar reflection gazed back at her. It was almost like staring at a stranger. Her braid was gone, replaced by a nest of black hair piled on her head. A simple silver tiara with a single sapphire, an item she had stolen a week earlier, held her hair in place. Oversized brown eyes gazed back at her. Those eyes, combined with her diminutive stature, often led others to believe she was a child on the cusp of womanhood rather than a 19-year-old adult.